beginnen können, dann sagt es, wir kommen auf den Test, wir beginnen mit auf den Test, wir beginnen mit Sigmara, auch aus Smada. So, eight Smada, which are thin grapes in the beginning after they budded. So, Rabbi Shulaymi says, right now, Sikila, and I'm going to be bought. So, review it as if they're grapes waiting to be harvested. Meaning of a fullness, kalkam she'eras. Even, and this is the important part, even if the remaining gets ruined, mishalom kind of among the sabbats, you're going to pay like grapes that are waiting to be harvested. Now, that's what he explains. Medavka b'smadar. Now, this is specifically, he's answering a question over here. This is specifically regarding smadar, meaning, because the anavim, this is specifically by grapes. Pa'amim, sometimes you could have, she'elam is kalkam, elam is some will get ruined, some will get saved. Lafikach in the mishur. So we don't evaluate based on the remaining to see what happens to the rest of the crop. But regarding grain, regil is kalku kul yachad. There's no way for all of it to get ruined all together. They all take the same status. And therefore, that's why he's using different terminology than was previously used. Now, the chaziz, and because in by more of a chaziz, which is when it's not, when the grain's not fully ripened yet, Moigim Shub Shub agrees. I can be sick, Lili, or Krabanan, and Ubetvua, Gedailo, Kamoy Smadar, Banavim, that the truth is by large grain, like the status of what smother is by grapes, he could hold that you'll go based on what is the remaining. If the rest of the crop gets ruined, you're right, you won't get anything from those that were damaged by this mazik. Or inami, another part you could say is, betfua loikansu kolkach. You could just say that by grain they didn't penalize so much like by grapes. And maybe, v'lo yehei nidin k'mishur shabai, l'r b'shua. And according to Rishon, maybe it wouldn't even get evaluated according to the leftovers. So it could be this whole halacha that is he's saying that you'll pay how much is ready to be harvested. It's not like grain, which is kemishoyer, and maybe by grain he would hold not even mishoyer. Maybe you wouldn't get anything. I mean, it would only be what it's worth now. Now, Benira, it would seem the avak abdam Rebishua. Now, even though Rebishua says ready nice and kilo in this labatsa, we view it as if it's ready to be harvested. But it's evaluated only based on in regards to how the property is evaluated. Because Reb Shimon now become a hachi, the pagmai baisim. He says this halacha by when it's still immature. But kochakav karka from this, it's obviously evaluated based on the property. Given the tichlis other, because it still needs the field. Because the payers gemurim davka come Reb Shimon. It's only by full fledged payers that Reb Shimon said the Mishalom pays gemurim the same that you pay full. But here we're full fledged, what it would be ready to be harvested. Here it's not. So obviously. Although we view it as honest about it, but in regards to the land, not in regards to its own right. Next test must be my new. What is the keich the salik? The way it ends. Now, halachah here it sounds like the sub abaya that abaya holds the pligi benidin that they disagree regarding b'mishur shabai that to evaluate based on the remaining that grows full term. And that's what Rabbi Kiva and Bishmal are disagreeing about. Hekshav Ben Tamas is the Rishon Nizak, and the Gemara getting up in Chesam Beis Rila by Abaya holds the plague that the Machlekes is Ibisha Isha Min Ben Nizik with the Mazik. You evaluate based on the Nizik's best or the Mazik's best, a totally different definition of the Machlekes. Bishmal says, we can say is that Apag of the Mashmah, the plague, you're right, although it sounds like that they disagree. That's he says, Mesech is Gidden. Ibn Mazik Ibn Nizik, who's mate of Dotanya, Perakam of the Behedya, and that's actually as we learned in the first paragraph of Zayn Manaf explicitly. Mate of Sedation Nizik, mate of Kamish Nizik, Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel holds you go based on the best of the Nizik of the victim. Kimei Makhuli says based on the Mazik, yeah, but Mikam Mokam. And that's the point. But however, Mashmalay Labaya, it's not like Tabaya, the Mishur Name Pligi that they also disagree regarding this idea about you evaluated based on the remaining how in full term. And what's the right? I mean, the Kamer became back, Mikibah says, Loy Bahakosav. That wording of loy b'hakas of the Mashmah sounds like Shavit Samar means to say loy b'hakas of l'hachm l'masik mashim hatzad. No, the pasuk is not going to be stringent on the perpetrator like you said. El adavka only specific ligvus nizak min islabat only that you could collect for the victims on the idis. That's the only point. Now maybe it's luchad epilig if that's the only point they disagree. But imkain lohayri b'shmal machmal l'masik tvei Rebbe Kiva. B'shmal is not being more stringent than Rebbe Kiva. El adavka to the contrary, Rebbe Kiva machmal tvei. Rebbe Kiva is more stringent. In chayiv likness and tais proves the point because they have likness me idis. The Nizik Imeloi doesn't have to purchase like what the Nizik if he doesn't have Kedbisha is Perakam on the Vavam Abeis and the Maschel Kagayin. So obviously, must be that there's another Machlekes here where Yerushma is being Machmer, which is on this point of B'Mashur. Next test, not the Gemara. Reb Shimon Bar Yehuda Hainu Reb Yeshua. Well, it comes up based on what you're saying. Well, how's he any different? They're both saying the same idea. Which test says, Tamer, well, that's a wonder. Because Amayla Kama, why don't you say Karach Vatani, but in a different way? When we say this, Bizman Sha'achal Begifan Uwe Samadar, that's going with the first half, not Samadar and Baisa. So then they're obviously disagreeing. Why didn't you say that? You can't include smadar with lulavim. Then you shouldn't have mentioned lulavim. You should have said the big chiddush. How do you have it in the other category? That shachlul kalah shabbat. That makes sense to put it together. The time from the chasham kapag. We're saying yes, that boisa is even like pagan, and therefore that's why the gemara says, well, then they're saying the same thing. Between them is kachash gufna. It's a weakening of the mind. But it's not clear who says who. Who says what? It says Tezim Tim can say, what? Well, Limitana Basa, why don't you say it's the last Tana that Litfuye, he's coming to add on Hachma Vitashal Makasin, that he's coming to be stringent regarding the monetary payment, that to say that you're not going to take off from that, because Umbrisham compares, like Moses Basta Vitzabigim Labes, it's the second Tana that adds on. Rashom says, we can say is the Shani Hacha here is different. Why? Because the Dimalibu Litfuye, maybe not coming to Adam Kim Al Chacham. You're right, it's coming to Adam, and maybe on the Chacham, the Mesed Rabban Koi, but not necessarily on the opinion of Rabbi Shua. And therefore, it wouldn't have been the Raya that he's the Mamachmer. Rabbi Shua might have been the Mamachmer, the Chacham. Next, this might have been the Gemara. Tana, who's the Tana? The Chayesh Lekhash Gufno, that's concerned for the weakening of the mind that will consider that. It's Rabbi Shimoni, which Abaya Boloima, Abaya is coming to say, the Messiah Mishapa, that yes, we could know definitively who says what. But Loila Fuke Rabban, the Pligal of Rabbi Shimba in his Kasi, but he's not coming to say that, but the Rabbanan who disagree with Shimon that. They say the other way, the Inunam Chayshi, that they're, no, it's not true. They're also concerned. And the Tamayum, and the reason is, so then what's over there? Why do they disagree over there? As much as the Inunam and the Vals Point is Mazbrotik of the army. They just say that just you can't compare. It's not the same thing. But truth is, they would also be concerned for Kachash Gufna. It's not coming to exclude the Chacham when he says Rab Shimon. They just say the Oinus Barat and the Nevel Boinus is different. Like this, not the beginning of the Gemara. Ain't the same Mishal as the Tzar. A Ma'anis does not pay the Tzar. Now, Perikel and Nairis, Mishubit of Lamatessa and Aleph, Rabbi Hodak, now this is the Mishnah, but the Ha'ainis, nice in the Tzar. That the Ma'anis, the rapist, has to give the pain. But the Gemara, the Mishnah, the Tzar, the Mai. Which Tzar? Now, I've been double postured, what do you mean? It's obvious, Jerez, Tzar, God, the Besulish, and Nevela Mitchila, because you measure Besuleha, what do you mean? Know with the great pain that a virgin has, that for the first time she's having Bia, that when her Besulim get lost. And Rabbi Katan is Chaylism, that most young girls become sick from this. That's because the tzad that shars mesulam. No, that's because the pain of the removal of the virginity. But we know that he doesn't pay for the hymen. So she should say, well, let's start. That's bad because you're going to end up being in pain when she's going to get married, whenever that's going to be. The tzad must need the hasam because the tzad mesulam b'deich chayish lechash gufna. He's concerned that to say, wait, whatever you would have anyway, you would run up to pay as a mazik. And the tzad like learn showing this nice tzad mafata pata. So says Tyson the between mafata and the fact that the one who's seducing is exempt. I'm chayish lechash gufna that we're concerned that mashal say, well, let's start. That's that's what we're asking, which tsar? And that's what we're saying, oh, it's different when it happens forcibly or not. But as we see from Afata, who is also removing that and also causing her pain, but yeah, you're going to have that pain anyway. And they were asking, so which pain are we talking about?